Well, all of a sudden, we've got a race. Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson launched his campaign for Boston mayor just this afternoon at an event in Roxbury. He's challenging Mayor Marty Walsh, who began his first term in 2013, and Councilor Tito Jackson joins us on the line now. Councilor, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Magna.
Okay, so why are you throwing your hat into the ring now?
I'm throwing my hat into the ring because we've lost our way to date, Magna. We've been paying attention to things like IndyCar as well as things such as the Boston Olympics, and we've not been paying attention to fully funding our education system. We've not been paying attention to the issues of working families and the displacement that we're seeing in the city of Boston. And that's not only in the Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan. You're seeing it in East Boston, South Boston, as well as Brighton and Alston. So we need to deal with the serious issues of working families in the city of Boston, and we have not been paying attention to those families.
Well, Councilor Jackson, though, back in 2013, you gave a very strong endorsement to Marty Walsh in his race against City Councilor John Connolly. It's only been a couple years since then. Don't you think the mayor deserves a chance to continue to enact, you know, the promises that he originally ran on?
Yeah, I believe that the people of the city of Boston deserve to have leadership that's going to focus on working families. Yes, that occurred in 2013, but the time is now to focus. And families can't wait. I deal with families all the time in my office. Actually, not only from my district who are calling me who are being evicted or pushed out of their homes. Families can't wait, and one of the biggest calls that I get in my office, and we talk about as a council, are jobs and economic opportunity in the city of Boston. So Boston can't wait another term for that. We actually need to seize the day and ensure that opportunities are provided for people in the city right now, today, and you have leadership that's actually going to be squarely focused on the people who are currently in the city of Boston, not only those who are seeking to bring here.
Interesting. So, are you saying that Mayor Marty Walsh hasn't focused enough on the good of the on good for the people who live in the city of Boston? Is that what you're saying?
I noted, I believe that we have been really distracted. When 4,000 young people have to walk out of school for us to fully fund their education, and we still cut it by $22 million, that autistic students are in larger classrooms, and we have librarians that were cut, and we are not fully funding our public schools, that is a problem. And that's not the type of Boston that we should see. When we have families who can barely afford to live here based on rents, people are working full-time who are being pushed out and making decisions such as, do we buy food or do we pay our rent? And also, how do we afford our heat?
Yeah,
real issues that the city of Boston is facing today.
Councilor Jackson, I definitely take your point about the effects of income inequality in a place like Boston. But when you said about not fully funding our schools, part of that has to do with the state, but also in terms of, you know, money. The city has been putting extra money into the budget for Boston Public Schools. I think it's been doing a pretty decent job at that.
But Magna, there's something called inflation. Right, and so when it comes to we know that last year for the Boston Public Schools to do what they did the year before, they actually needed to add $40 million. The administration put only $18 million. And at the same time, there are many other parts of the budget that they found money for. In addition, they found money for a $15 million bridge in South Boston where GE was going to go. They found money for a helipad, a publicly funded helipad. So we are not focusing on working families, and we need to get back to our focus on working families and a city of Boston that is actually great for all. Remember, 50% of people in Boston make $35,000 or less. Those are folks that we also want to make and bring into the greatness of the city of Boston.
Right. Now, Councilor Jackson, as a Boston City Councilor, you know very well that a lot of what the city can do is limited by law, that most initiatives have to have the state legislature approve it. And let's be honest, Mayor Walsh is a former state representative. He's got a good working relationship with the governor and people on Beacon Hill. How would you be better equipped to get legislative approval for major city initiatives?
I think several things. We would would be thinking about budgeting 1, 3, 5, and 10 years, as businesses do. But the other piece, I believe that there's an opportunity at the city level that there needs to be the will to actually use the dollars that we had. As I noted before, we had $115 million in net new revenue, and so those dollars could have been better allocated for the people in the city of Boston. I would work with the state legislature to close the over $1 billion underfunding of public schools in the state of Massachusetts. That is real, and we would work to get more charter reimbursement. And I want to thank you for moderating the No on Question 2 panel. Those are all things that we would continue to work on. So we need those relationships, but we need to do what we can do at the city level now, and that is focused on working families and communities who have been left behind.
Well, Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson has launched his run for Boston mayor. He did so this afternoon at an event in Roxbury, and he joined us on the line today. Councilor Jackson, thank you so very much.
And thank you for what you do, Magna.
It's going to be a great and interesting election year in Boston. We'll be on the mayor's race from now through November. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. That's it for today. This is Radio Boston.